No, I'm not gonna do it.
Come on, we finally find a voice you're good at and you won't do it?
What does that mean? I've got a huge range. I've played 19 US presidents.
Have you, though?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Matt.
Matt, will you tell your stupid co-host to work his H. John Benjamin impression into the show somewhere?
You have an H. John Benjamin impression?
Ow! Yes.
Can I hear it?
Are we not doing phrasing anymore? Hey, Linda, we're out of pickles. Grill me a cheese.
Wow, that's actually not bad.
What do you mean, actually? I'm a good voice actor.
Uh-huh. So why won't he do it?
Standing right here.
Who knows? You know how he gets.
No, it's amazing we managed to get this show out at all with all of his stupid excuses.
It's not a stupid excuse. The voice actors union...
Oh, you mean Local 204?
Right, them. They're already really unhappy about the whole unpaid voice acting players thing, and if they knew we were deliberately imitating a member of the union...
Local 204.
Yes, Local 204. If they found out we were using an H. John Benjamin impersonator instead of hiring the real H. John Benjamin...
Wait, is that an option?
Well, you keep the books, Matt. You tell us.
I do.
I can say with confidence that we can't afford him.
Come on, it's not like anyone even listens to this show.
Oh, really, Mother?
Ah!
What's wrong, Mother? Don't you like it when I talk to you like this, Mother?
Stop it! Stop it! Don't call your wife Mother! That's gross!
Or I could call you Louise. Aren't you comfortable with being my daughter?
Huh. I just assumed that kind of talk was normal for them.